In the name of Allah, the beneficent of the merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, who came in the person of Master Farid Muhammad, to whom all praise is due forever. And I bear witness that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is their exalted Christ, the Mahdi, and that the honorable Minister Farrakhan is the Messiah, the Christ, and I miss the Jesus on the scene today. And it is in their names that I greet you now. Greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be unto you. The subject today is titled Witness Bearers. What is a witness bearer? A witness bearer is one whose life and person serves as a sign that Christ came and is risen and is present. I repeat that a witness bearer is one whose life and person serves as a sign that Christ came and is risen and is present. It means that we are carrying into our life what he has taught. By following his example, we're following what he has taught by being a light to others in this dark world, in this dark hour that you and I are living in. When we live the life that Christ lived by being a living sacrifice ourselves, by being in the world and not of it, meaning not of the world, meaning living in the world, but not being possessed by its customs and its traditions, right? Meaning that we're not moved or motivated by the same things that motivate most people, meaning that our motivation comes from God. Our motivation is in helping Christ, right? It is continuing the work that Christ came here for, right? We're striving to imbibe the mind and love of Christ into our hearts and our mind, right? Disciples are bearers of witness of God and Christ, right? As I said, a disciple is one who strives to discipline himself after the instructions of his teacher or his master, right? We're striving to develop the same kind of mind and consciousness that Christ did, right? What does Christ consciousness mean, according to the Honorable Mr. Farrakhan? He said that it means that we have allowed Christ to come in through the ear and the hearing of the word. He knocks. If we let him in, he'll stay with us. And if Christ comes in and is constantly fed by our constant feeding on his word, then the indwelling spirit of him is in our consciousness at all times. We lay down in him and wake up in him. So the scripture says, in him we live, we move, and we have our very existence. End quote. Right? See? We're striving to continue the work of Christ. Right? We're striving to follow the examples and the commandments that Christ given us to follow and to submit to, right? The commandments are the law of our life. It is the law by which you and I live. It is the law which will give us peace among all men. We are sacrificing our life to aid in the resurrection and upliftment of a fallen humanity. That is us as a disciple and true follower of Christ. Not just by lip profession, but by living the life that he lived, by living the life that he was the example of. Minister Louis Farrakhan, I'm going to quote him again. He says that when Jesus was among us, his mission had a limit, had a time limit. He knew the season. He knew the time that he would no longer be among the people. So all during his ministry, he was preparing those who would carry on his work after he was gone. Sometimes when a great one has been among us, we get addicted to a personality, and that can become dangerous in a sense, because then we form sometimes what is called a personality cult. We're not here to fall in love with the personality of a great one that was among us, but to being a true follower, we're following his teachings. We're following everything that he has taught us. We're following the words. We're taking the word into our life, into our hearts and our minds, and then carrying it into practice. Jesus was a master teacher, but what did he teach us? He didn't just teach us to worship himself or to fall in love with his personality, but he taught us how to attain true happiness, how to attain true life and life more abundantly, the true life. A life that is without sin, a life that is without sin and debauchery, a life that is without lying, stealing, robbery, murder, fornication, adultery, drunkenness, druggedness, right? See, the life that Christ taught us to live was how to be in tune with the very nature of our being, which is the nature of God, that indwelling spirit. Christ came to make us like himself. He did not come to make us worshipers of personality or personality worshipers. Or he did not come here for us simply to fall in love with his personality and just to say his name. But he came to make us like himself, which is what? A servant of Allah, a servant of God, obedient to God, who love a man who loved God above everything, right? Man who chose to please God rather than giving in to the lower pleasures of this world, giving in to our passions and our desires, our lusts. He came to take us and exalt us to a higher plane of existence, right? To Christ consciousness, right? He came to make our minds like his. But the only way we can make our minds like his is by being in complete submission to God, just like he was and is. Obedient. The only way that you and I can please God is through complete submission to his will. The only way we can please God is through obedience, right? The only way we can please God is by being examples to humanity and then continuing the work of Christ and by bringing others to Christ. By teaching others what you and I have accepted from ourselves and in our hearts, right? Witness bearers, right? See, a witness, let's look at the word witness. Witness is a noun that means the attestation of a fact or event, testimony, one that gives evidence, specifically one who testifies in a cause or before a judicial tribunal, one asked to be present at a transaction so as to be able to testify to its having taken place. One who has personal knowledge of something that serves as evidence or proof, sign. See? This is what you and I must do. You and I must serve as evidence of Christ. You and I must be proof of what Christ taught. You and I must be a sign to a fallen humanity of the existence of Christ, of the teachings and of the working of God through Christ, right? The word bear means to carry. So as a witness bearer, meaning that we're carrying into practice and we're carrying the word to our people. We're carrying the word to our neighbor, right? We're carrying the word that you and I have accepted to save the lives of others, right? To guide them to Christ so that they can also be saved. And it is only then that you and I can be true disciple of Christ. It is only then when you and I accept this, to accept his life and his work, to take up his cross and deny ourselves and follow him by following his example, by becoming fishers of men and women, guiding them to Christ, to God, through the example of Christ, all right? This is our mission as fellow disciples. This is our mission as fellow witness bearers. And I'm going to leave you as I came. And the greetings of peace. Assalamu alaikum.